Hi, this is Bob Cooper of Elite, and I'd like to say thanks so much for listening to this program, and thanks so much for your trust in us. Now, I know that you're anxious to get started, but before we do, let me take a moment, if I could, to tell you what's in store for you. First of all, what you're going to hear are two of the most amazing marketeers on this entire planet, Mike Sullivan and Michael Tuggle. They both work with the Loomis Agency in Dallas, Texas, and there is no doubt in my mind these two guys are not only gifted at what they do, but they really do have a profound understanding of our industry. You see, in addition to having clients like Pier 1 and Pepsi, they've also done work with Ford, with Goodyear, with a number of the auto part companies, and with new car dealerships as well. So if you're looking for some inside information on how to put together a really great TV or radio campaign for either your independent repair shop or your dealership, then what you're about to hear is going to be perfect for you. What you're going to learn are the top 10 ways to put together a really great ad. And what this information is going to do for you is three things. It's going to make your phone ring. It is. It's also going to help you bring in more of the right kind of customers. And it's going to save you a fortune all at the same time. So if you're not driving, then I'd encourage you to do this. Put this audio on pause and get out a pad and a pen, because what you're going to hear are two of the most gifted marketeers on this entire planet. You're going to hear Mike Sullivan and Michael Tuggle of the Loomis Agency in Dallas, Texas.
Hi, this is Mike Sullivan. I'm president of the Loomis Agency in Dallas, Texas, and I've got with me today Mr. Michael Tuggle. He is an executive creative director with the Loomis Agency as well.
Hello.
And today we're going to talk about the top 10 ways to make great television and radio. We're going to go through just sort of 10 steps, not really steps, but 10 ideas that will give you a really solid feeling for what it is that you need to be thinking about and doing when you are approaching the idea of spending money on television and radio production. So by the end of this audio recording, you will have a real firm understanding of what to do next, a keen understanding of where you need to go, people you need to talk to, and how you can get the most out of the money that you're going to be spending, whether it's $1,000 or $10,000 or more in some cases, how you can get the most out of the money that you're going to be spending on television and radio production. And so today, Michael, you and I are just going to run through these 10 steps here, and we'll start with the first one. And the first one is, obviously, everything starts with a great idea.
Yep, got to have a great idea. There's got to be a great idea at the heart of everything you do, no matter what the media, but especially with TV and radio.
Absolutely.
TV and radio are so much about informing and about entertaining now that it's got to have a great idea. It's got to have a strong basis in your product. It's got to have a strong connection with your group that you're trying to reach. It can be smart, it can be funny, it can be heartwarming, it can be touching, it can be high drama, high comedy, it can be a lot of different things, but it's got to be that smart, relevant idea that people can latch on to. Because if it doesn't, and it's just, you know, entertaining to be entertaining or funny to be funny, and it has nothing to do with your product, nothing to do with your company, it's real easily forgotten.
Right. And this is an important point because, well, the nature of television and radio advertising is interruptive. So in other words, the viewers or the listeners were doing something else and they were interrupted. They were either listening to music or they were watching their favorite television program and they were interrupted. And that's an excuse for either a break or to take to pay more attention. And we all know that when we're watching TV and a commercial comes on, one of the quick knee-jerk reactions is to jump up and go do something else or to flip the channel or what have you. And so a great idea is something that connects with the consumer or the user or the viewer and has got to be rooted in some sort of customer insight, something that you know. You've talked about relevance. So what does that relevance look like? Why? What would make something relevant to somebody?
Right. Well, I think insight is a really good way of putting it. There's got to be some consumer insight that, you know, you're providing something for this viewer. They are voluntarily trading 30 seconds, 60 seconds of their life to give you, to tell them something, to entertain them, to educate them for something. And you don't want to make them, you know, regret giving you that time.
Right.
And so when you start with a great insight, ultimately it's all about getting to the truth. You know, what is the inherent truth in your product, in your company? What is that one thing that you have that they are going to want to have right. after hearing this spot or seeing this spot. And so if you can distill it down to that truth and mm-hmm. to make that connection with them, that's why the idea is so important. There's got to be that idea to make that connection. Otherwise, right. it's a waste of their time, and it's not only is it not valuable to them, it's in their minds often a great disservice. You have right. now, like you said, interrupted me, and now you annoyed me,
right.
you whatever, as opposed to, wow, I'm really glad that I took that time to.
Can you think of, offhand, I'll put you on the spot here as we go, some good examples of TV spots, radio spots that are based on a good idea that really call attention to themselves in a relevant way, connect the service to the user in a way that's either entertaining or engaging and makes people want to pay attention, something that's relevant?
Yeah, I'd say the E-Trade campaign with the babies talking about investment and, you know, investing in your portfolio stuff are great about that, because what it does is it takes very relevant information, very, you know, smart information, and it puts it in a very entertaining way. To see the babies talking, especially the copy is very cute, it's very
right.
funny, and then to frame that in a concept that it's so easy, you know.
A baby can do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if I could do it, you
yep.
can do it. You know,
right.
you can invest on your own. I think that's terrific, and it has yep. that great idea to begin with, and then just does it in an entertaining way.
And that
way.
Campaign has won all kinds of awards. And so there's lots of local advertisers who do a really good job here too. And of course, it's easy to spot those that don't, that just sort of take the announcement kind of read. And that's really generally very irrelevant and boring, and you lose an audience. Let's move on to point number two. So point number two in the top 10 ways to make great TV and radio, and we're speaking with respect to radio in this particular point, but that is that great radio is theater of the mind. And
absolutely.
Of course, you're not dealing with visuals, so you've really got to compel people from an audio
right.
perspective.
One of the things that makes radio such a unique medium is that you don't have anything to look at, and it is completely in your mind and what you're hearing and what you're visualizing in your mind. And whenever you're doing radio, it's great to kind of think about it as theater of the mind. That's the way we normally talk about it. Because you have sound effects, you have a great announcer read. You can, you know, years ago, Stan Freberg did a wonderful bit where he was talking about the benefits of radio versus television. He said, let them see this, do this on TV. And he had the Royal Canadian Air Force drop a 500-pound maraschino cherry into Lake Michigan that was filled with hot fudge. And then, you know, the 10,000 people standing on the banks of Lake Michigan cheering. And they created all this with sound effects. And it's like, okay, now let them see that do it on TV.
Yeah, or like Orson Welles, right?
You know, oh, yeah, War
do
of the
what
Worlds.
He did on TV,
sure.
War of the Worlds.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd never do that on TV because it's so fake. On radio, people were scared to death because they had
yeah.
no idea. And so whenever you're doing radio, you know, you've got to think about, how do I make this entertaining? How do I make it to where it's more than just an announcer? You could easily do an announcer just like we're doing, just talking into a microphone.
Right.
In fact, if you want to hear that, turn on the radio. 90% of what you'll hear is that.
Right.
You might have a music bed, but it's pretty simple. But it offers so much more than that.
And so if you are not creating good theater of the mind, major tune-out factor with radio. Think about the environment. We're driving down the road in our car. We're listening to the radio, a talk show, or we're listening to music, and a boring radio spot comes on. Boom, that's the cue to switch stations.
Yeah, even if you got a great announcer, what happens is you get caught in a sea of sameness. It's
right.
like so many people are just an announcer with a music bed or just an announcer. It all starts to sound the same. In fact, in a lot of local markets, you know, they only have so many great VO people, and a lot of times you'll hear the same voices doing
same
different
guy.
Spots, and so it all starts to blend together.
We're going to talk about talent in a minute, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's just go to number three.
Well, no, let me just say, so circling back to point number one, point number two really builds on point number one. Great radio is theater of the mind, and it builds out of number one, which is everything starts with a great idea. So
right.
a great idea perhaps drives that theater of the mind. Can you cite an example of a radio spot? I know that the National Thoroughbred Horse Racing Association is one of your favorite campaigns.
Yeah.
A great sort of...
They were terrific. Basically, the National Thoroughbred Racing Association took the idea of a guy calling a race, and what he did was he basically told the story, and he named all the horses in the race, little parts of the story. And then as he called it, he was able to tell the story like this horse is doing this and this horse is doing this. And it was fantastic. Right. It's run for 5 or 6 years and has won every major award there is to win.
Another great example of theater of the mind on the radio is the Real Men of...
Yeah, Real Men of Genius from Budweiser, for
sure. Exactly.
You know, where they took a very simple concept of, you know, people with just ridiculously stupid jobs, like the guy who, you know, invented the foam finger, you know, the corn
nut... Hey, Mr. Foam Finger Man at the game,
Yeah, the guy, you know, Mr. Hot Dog Roaster, Mr. Whatever, you know. Whatever, and it takes all these goofy kind of Mr. Texas Overlover is one we love here in Texas,
right?
You know, because you know that guy, and it's funny, and it's just done well.
So great idea, theater of the mind. Point number three is talent is everything. Talk about talent and why that's so important.
Talent, whether it's TV or radio, talent is just crucial. I've seen too many spots that died on the vine because it was a great spot, but the talent wasn't good enough. And you just watch on TV or listen to radio and you'll see it. You'll hear, God, that was kind of funny if they'd only had a better delivery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talent is something that's where the majority of your cost is probably going to go in TV and radio, or at least a big chunk of it. But it's one of those ones you really don't want to scrimp on it, because if you have somebody great, okay, the reverse is true of what I just said. If you have a great talent, they can turn an okay script into something great. If you don't have great talent, you can take a great script and make it not great. There was years ago, there was a Budweiser campaign with a guy, and he was, you know, you're Dr. Gally Weekich, and he was, yes, I am. And it was like, whole thing was like the yes, I am guy, and they had all these funny things, and yes, I am.
Yeah.
And on paper, yes, I am's not funny. I mean, no matter how you do it. But that guy was quirky looking and funny looking, and his delivery was great, and that campaign ran for 2 years.
Right. Talk a little bit about, as we talk about talent is everything, a lot of times what we see with local advertisers is that they want to be their own talent, and there's a tremendous attraction to hearing their voice on the radio or seeing themselves on TV. And ultimately, very often, they're doing themselves a big disservice. So maybe spend a little time on that.
Yeah, they are. And unfortunately, it's a tough thing, especially for an agency or for someone who's helping with production, to tell a client, really, it's not in your best interest. So you really need to kind of check yourself a little bit that way. It is fairly intoxicating to hear your voice on the radio or see yourself on TV. It really is. It's fun. You know, it's like being a part of a little movie.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, it's, you know, not everybody is great. In fact, there are very few people who are really, really great at doing talent. And it's best, I think, usually left to those people to really do it well. Now, it depends on what you're doing. If you're just, if you're kind of a, you know, a lot, the for the most part, the local car dealers. You'll see that a lot.
Right.
Where the local car dealer guys.
Would we call that great talent? Do they stand out from one another? Generally, they don't. They blend.
Right.
There is the occasional local personality who shows up big. But
yeah, and I think a lot of times, you know, when that does work, it's usually when the dealership is named after them.
Right.
We had a dealership here in Dallas called David McDavid that had a number of things, and David was his talent for years, and David was actually very good.
Yep.
He was genuinely a Texan, and he was very good on
camera.
The
dealership was Texas personified.
Right, but it was his name on the deal.
Yep.
It was his name in the jingle. You know, he was the talent, and that worked for him, but in other cases, there have been a lot of other ones where it really didn't work nearly as well.
Okay. All right. And so as we talk about talent, let's move into item number four, and that is that production dollars show. Now, caveat this just a bit. We're dealing with local advertisers. They don't have the budgets that you've worked on in your career very often, you know, the six-figure budgets and more even.
Right.
You know, we're dealing with sometimes a couple thousand dollars, maybe $1,000 for radio or TV or what have you. Talk a little bit about how that works and what the implications are there.
Sure. And I think in talking with about production dollar show, I think I can kind of combine this one, which is number four, with number five. And number five says there are great concepts for every budget and to make sure your spot matches your budget. The idea about production dollar showing is this. You know, there are concepts that cost a lot of money and there are concepts that you can do fairly affordably. And where you run into trouble is where you try to stretch too much, and you stretch a really idea that requires time and money and talent, and you try to stretch it into a budget that really doesn't support it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you'll find, yeah, you can get the spot done, but it looks cheap. It's kind of like you can go build a 3,000 square foot house for, you know, $500,000. You can also build it for $80,000 if you really want to.
Yep.
But at a certain point, you're going to start to see that lack of quality and the lack of structural security in the house. And I think a lot of times with spots, it's the same way. A lot of times you'll stretch to make that dollar go so much further to try to get the spot done just for the money you have. But really, you know, you only had this amount of money. So part of it is tailoring your commercial to your budget. Know what you've got to spend. And then also not being afraid to spend it when you have it. You know, if you've got X number set aside, you know, spend it.
Yeah. Well, and let's talk about that for just one second here, too. So what would you say is a reasonable budget for a local advertiser to spend on? Let's start with TV, and then we'll talk about radio as well in terms of production.
Sure. I think a reasonable budget for a local spot, you're probably looking at $5,000 to $10,000. Mm-hmm. If you can afford it, certainly, you know, when you get into like, you know, to $20,000, $30,000 even, you know, there's more, you have more options, you know,
right.
There's more things you can do. But I think $5,000 to $10,000, you can do a really nice commercial. Now, you can't go shoot it in the Bahamas, but you can, you know, you can do a really nice commercial and you can find a local crew that will work on that. Now, a lot of it depends on the talent, like we said. You know, talent kind of divides up into local, into union talent and non-union talent. Most smaller, you know, communities are probably going to have non-union talent. Occasionally, you run into union talent, which is a bit more expensive, but you just got to know what you're getting. And there's great non-union talent that you can get. So
let me stop you there and circle back to number three. Talent is everything. Where would you find that non-union talent? What would be a good resource in a local community? Just for a second.
A lot of communities will have agents. They'll have voiceover agents. And now, the smaller the city, the less likely you're going to have whole companies dedicated to that, just because you know. There's just not the work to support it.
What about a local theater, local community workshops?
A local theater is fantastic. A little theater kind of setting is a fantastic way to find people who can do that. Mm-hmm. And then don't be afraid to hold tryouts or hold auditions. I mean, ask those people to come in and you can do it. Now, if you need to, I would go to maybe the next closest major city and look for a talent agent. Now, one thing you can always do is there are Most big agents are online at voicebank.net, and you can go and find all kinds of talent. Now, they're mostly going to be the more expensive talent, like L.A. and New York and Chicago, but there are a lot of local companies on there as well.
Okay, give that URL one more time.
Sure, it's voicebank.net.
Voicebank.net.
$5,000 to $10,000 is a really, like I said, a pretty good budget, I think, for a local spot. You need to find probably a smaller crew and probably a director, you know, slash cameraman who can probably do both parts, but you can certainly find that.
Okay, and now radio. So what would be a reasonable spot, and where do you get that done for radio?
Yeah, radio is a lot better. Radio is probably $1,000 or so, again, depending on your budget, or your talent, rather. Talent is the big expense in radio, but it should be. That's what you're leaning on. As far as the production goes, again, smaller communities will probably have a recording studio that does this kind of thing. If not, you can certainly go to the next closest bigger city. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you can do it even online or over the phone. You know, you can go to an ISDN line and they can, if you don't have the money to travel to that city, there are production companies and studios that will just produce it for you.
Will a radio station help you with this?
Radio station's another great place for sure, because they've got the equipment to do it. They do it for themselves.
Just like TV stations as well? Radio stations, TV stations.
Yeah. So radio station from a local point of view is probably your best bet. But if you want something a little bit more, a little more of a studio, you can certainly look for a bigger one.
So item number six, let's recap real quickly before we go on to number six. But number one, everything starts with a great idea. Number two, great radio is theater of the mind. Three, talent is everything. Four, production dollar show. Five, there are great concepts for every budget, as we just discussed. And now six, creativity is great, but don't forget to sell something. That is a really, really important point. And as you say, the opposite is also true.
So. Yeah. I mean, one saying you hear in our business a lot is that there's nothing creative about something, you know, an ad that doesn't sell.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times people get all caught up in it's got to be creative and it's got to be funny and it's got to be this and it's got to be that. And you lose sight of what you're actually doing, and that is selling something. That's the whole point. The entertainment should flow out of the advertising, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I say creativity is great, but don't forget to sell something, and the opposite is always true, don't just sell something either. Again, we talked about it a little earlier. People are trading 30, 60, 90 seconds of their life to hear your pitch. You know, make it worth their while.
Mm-hmm.
Make it entertaining. Make it informative. Make it heartfelt. Make it, you know, touching. you know, tap into an emotion
right.
that they're going to be glad that they're feeling.
Emotionally and then rationally too. And that moves into number seven, and that is that every spot needs both rational and emotional reasons to buy. People buy with both their heads and their hearts, and that's very, very true. So
absolutely.
Rational and emotional benefits
absolutely
should be incorporated into the messaging.
The bottom line is people are loyal to brands that they love. If you just kind of like something, you're kind of indifferent to it, that's not going to instill loyalty. People, you know, will go to the mat for brands that they absolutely love. Look at your car that you drive. Look at the coffee that you drink. Look at the soft drink that you drink. Look at, you know, the restaurants that you patronize. Look at the clothes that you wear. Mm-hmm. You know, people have connections with brands that they love, and that happens on two levels, both in their head mm-hmm. and in their heart. You know, your head, and a lot of times now, a lot of it's going more rational because of the economy. People are more tight, you know, more keyed into the whole rational. I'm saving money. It's smart. I'm being frugal, what have you. But don't ever lose sight of that emotional side of it too. You know, things that you want, things that make you feel good, things that you're glad that you
are. So the rational side would be a compelling offer. You know, hey, listen, we've got this great offer. This is unbeatable. You know, our competitors aren't doing this.
Right.
Think through what you can offer that your competitors can't offer, which is really, really important.
Right.
And then the emotional side would be talking about service
right.
and caring and that sort of thing. But doing it in a way that's not trite and not like every other service provider out there, especially every
That's
other
right.
service provider.
We talked
category.
Earlier about insights. You know, we talked
yep.
about finding that inherent truth. And then going back to number one, everything starts with a great idea. To your point, you don't want to just say, "We have great service." Well, says who?
Right.
You know, what is it about your service that makes it great? And if you've got that genuine insight, that genuine something that sets you apart, then people can get their heads around it, and then they connect with it. They feel it. Oh, you know what? You're right. You do that better than anybody else. And that's mm-hmm. something that they can take away and a reason to come to you versus just picking somebody out of the sea of sameness again.
Right. And that moves us to point number eight, and that is find the best creative / production team you can and trust them to do what they do best. Now, let me sort of amplify that a little bit. So everything we've been talking about up to this point, coming up with great ideas and creating theater of the mind and finding the right talent and, you know, feeding the spots with production and that sort of thing, and then, you know, building emotional and rational reasons to buy. That's a lot to do for people who don't do this professionally. And so one of the pieces of advice that we generally give to clients, obviously, is that they hire professionals to do this. If you're getting your car repaired, you go to someone who's professionally trained to repair your car. If you're going to go to somebody to, if you're going to get your taxes done, I know I don't do mine. I go to somebody who's properly trained to do that. Same with legal.
Right.
And it's interesting to see sometimes local advertisers don't pay for the talent to do this work on their behalf. And that often reflects as well. So some thoughts on that. I think this is a really good point.
Well, I think if you're going to go to the trouble of finding somebody to help you do your production and your creative, you've got to step back and let them do what you hired them to do.
Mm-hmm.
To your point earlier, you don't go to a lawyer and tell him how to run your case. You don't go to a doctor and then tell him how to operate and take out your appendix.
Right.
Yet, oftentimes, when it comes to marketing and advertising, everybody's an expert. Everybody has an opinion.
Yep.
And part of it is a natural understanding of that. If you're a business person, you have a cursory understanding of marketing and advertising. Number one, you're inundated with it every day.
Right.
Number two, if you've got a decent business sense, you know, a lot of it is intuitive and does make some sense. But when you get a little bit further into it, when you get to the creativity and the actual production of it, there is another step like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can self-diagnose yourself through reading books and what you're looking online about what might be ailing you physically, but when it comes to actually, you know, doing open heart surgery, you want somebody who's been there and
right.
done it before
yeah.
to try really, you know, to do it.
It's really about getting the most out of what you're investing in advertising. So, you know, when you take it upon yourself to do it yourself or to try to do it yourself, you generally do wind up with a lot of the kind of advertising you see on TV at a local level, and it really does look the same. It's kind of channel flipping stuff or radio station switching stuff. It just sort of blends. If you find a really good creative person, a really good writer, art director, if you're doing print, for example, totally switching gears a little bit there, but if you're doing that kind of work and you're looking for really great results, you need to get great talent to help you do that.
Right. And in a lot of cases, other people are. I mean, if you'll beg one more analogy,
yep.
it's like getting into the Indianapolis 500 and buying a car to be in that race, and then deciding that you're gonna be the race car driver.
Right.
Everybody else on that track is a seasoned professional. They've won. They mm-hmm. can. They understand how to do it. This is your first time in an Indy car. You know, if you're there with all these other people that are doing it the right way,
yeah. No one would do that.
Odds are you're not gonna.
So where would you recommend that local advertisers, local service providers go to find really good creative talent? I mean, this is, you know, it could be a challenge in a smaller community. It could be a challenge in a big community from an affordability standpoint.
Sure.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the first place I think I'd go is I'd look and find out who's doing great work in your community. You know, look on TV, look on the radio, see what work you admire. And then seek out who did that work and ask them, hey, who's your advertising agency? A, right. they'll appreciate it. And B, you know, it'll lead you to the people that you know do great work because it's stuff that you like.
Yep.
The other way that's great are look for local trade associations. Here in mm-hmm. Dallas, we've got the Dallas Ad League. You can call them up or an ad club. Mm-hmm. They can absolutely kind of steer you to who the best agencies in town are or where, you know, maybe it's a freelance team.
So it really is word of mouth. What about the local media? For example, if you're working with a radio rep or a television rep, would you ask them about local writing resources?
Sure,
or
absolutely.
Resources?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The local media are a great, great source of that because they see it all. That
yeah.
space is getting bought. They honestly are seeing more of that's coming through than you are
mm-hmm.
because they see what's coming through on their station. Plus, they're listening to their station 24/7.
Absolutely.
They understand where the great work is coming from. Plus, their ears to the ground because they're working with all these agencies trying right. to get them to buy airtime. So they'll have a real good feel for who those people are.
Okay. Now we're going to shift to number 9, and that is continuity is king. And this speaks to the accumulated benefit of advertising over time, which is awfully important. So maybe elaborate a little bit about why continuity and creativity and message exposure is so important.
Right. Well, you know, you want to have that continuity over time. You want people to hear and see similar kinds of concepts that kind of hang together as a campaign that is uniquely you over time. So you start grooving what that idea is. That goes back to the number one, which was everything starts with a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a great idea and a full campaign can fall out of it over time, that's knowing you know you have a really great campaign because it will have that longevity and those legs. But B, if you don't, it starts to get very fractioned
yep.
and very, splintered, and people don't really always know what to look for. They hear one thing, and then they hear another thing. They go, "Is that the same company? Is that the same campaign?"
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it doesn't quite hang together.
It's just like building a personality. You know, something
Absolutely.
That's consistent with your personality as opposed to somebody else's, and that's why some of the best advertising you see, from some of the biggest advertisers, looks and sounds the same. Whenever you hear a certain jingle or you hear a certain voice, for example, yeah, like Motel 6 is a great example, and Tom Baudette, they've had the same voice for years and years, and whenever you hear a Motel 6 commercial, whether it's on television or radio, you know that it's Motel 6.
Right. Exactly. Well, and I think even the classic stuff, you know, look at like things like Kellogg's Corn Flakes with Tony the Tiger,
yeah.
you know. Back there, there's a the guy's voice that did that is a guy named Thurl Ravencroft. He was the voice of Tony the Tiger for like 40 years.
Right.
And it was,
right.
you know, and did it get old? A little bit. Did you, you know, but did you always know a Frosted Flakes commercial when you heard it?
Always.
Yeah, you did.
Yep.
And
Absolutely.
So, you know.
So continuity, staying on message, staying consistent. If you find a signature talent, radio talent, voice talent, or what have you, if there's a spokesperson that you're using, just stay with them over time so
right.
that people become familiar with that.
Yeah, and a similar look and feel in
yeah.
your TV and that kind of thing works as well. And really that brings us to number 10, and that is over time, signature music is a fantastic brand builder. As much as your voiceover is a key element, so too is a music bed. If you have a great jingle, a great piece of music that is, you know, recognizable as yours or that people can make that connection, it's amazing. You know, look at brands like McDonald's, you know, which are, you know, classic music tracks. You know, Coca-Cola, you know, you'd like to teach the world to sing. That hasn't
yeah.
run originally in 30 years, but
right.
people who weren't even born when that ran.
Right. right.
still identify that piece of music yeah. and just immediately know it is Coca-Cola.
And no doubt anybody listening can think of a local advertiser who's just done a really good job with a local jingle and has really seeded it. That's a great, great tool. Now, what would a local advertiser expect to spend to build an original or create original music for their own brand?
Interesting. You know, it varies. I mean, it depends on, probably the stature of the person writing the music.
Right.
You know, and that kind of thing, and how long you want to use it, what the usage is. I mean, do you want to buy out forever? Do you want to use it for a year? You know, ideally, you ought to buy it forever just because you don't have any idea how long you're going to use it, and you need to use it over a longer period of time. It's not good to let's get an original music track and use it for 6 months. Well, it's not really working. Well, that's not really enough time to really be able to tell.
No, and Luminous Sound Studios here, an affiliate company of ours, they've done music projects where that music has run for many, many years.
Absolutely.
Stanley Steamer, you know, call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer gets carpets cleaner. That's run for 6 or 7 years, and it will run into perpetuity, I'm sure.
Sure.
Because it's such great brand music.
Sure. But back to your question.
Yeah.
I think you can probably pay anywhere on the bottom end, probably $1,500 to $2,500 on the lower end,
mm-hmm.
all the way up to, you know, some people pay, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, depending.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of times that's a national jingle. That's
yeah.
a little bit different.
Yeah.
But for a local piece of music, I think $2,500 to probably, you know, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 is probably
yeah.
a fair number.
Yeah. Probably in the $4,000 to $5,000 range anyway. So, well, that's great. Okay, so let's just sort of recap our 10 concepts or 10 ways to make great TV and radio. Number one, everything starts with a great idea.
Absolutely.
Right?
Got to.
You got to have a good idea before you have anything.
Got to.
Number two, great radio is theater to the mind.
Right. Always remember sound effects, voiceover, background music. Make it fun.
Make it come alive. Number three, talent is everything.
Absolutely. Find somebody great and ride them all the way through.
Yep. Absolutely. Number four, production dollars show.
Yep. Don't forget, don't try to stretch too much into a concept that you can't afford, or vice versa. If you have the money, don't be afraid to spend it.
Don't be too ambitious, though. Number five, there are great concepts for every budget level.
That's right. Make sure your spot matches your budget,
right.
for sure.
Absolutely. Number six, creativity is great, but don't forget to sell something.
Absolutely. You got to sell something. That's the whole reason you're doing it. Otherwise, it's a colossal waste of money.
Yeah. Advertising is an investment. There needs to be a return.
Right. You got to ask for the sale. And if you don't be afraid. Don't be surprised if they don't come. And
number seven, every spot needs rational and emotional reasons to buy.
That's right. People buy with both their heads and their hearts.
So pull on the headstrings and the heartstrings.
Got to touch both ways.
Right. And number eight, find the best creative and production team you can and trust them to do what they do best.
That's right. You're hiring them. Let them do what they do.
Right.
They won't disappoint you.
Just like accountants, lawyers, doctors, what have you. Number nine, we just talked about a second ago, continuity is king.
That's right. Message over time. That's the key to all advertising.
Accumulated benefit. Yep. Absolutely. And then number 10, over time, signature music is a fantastic brand builder.
Right. Great way to do a phone number. Great way to get people to remember you. Great way to emotionally tie in with people. Music does that better than anybody.
It sure does. Well, Michael, thank you so much. I think this has been really good. These are the top 10 ways to make great TV and radio. And if you have any questions, we're the Loomis Agency in Dallas, Texas.
Hi, this is Bob Cooper again. I really do hope that you enjoyed what you just heard. As I mentioned earlier, these two guys not only have a track record of success, but they have a client list that includes Pier 1, Pepsi, Ford, Goodyear, a number of the auto part companies, and dealerships as well. There's no doubt about it. Mike Sullivan and Michael Tuggle are two of the most amazing marketeers on this entire planet. Now, if you're looking for more information on how you can bring in the right kind of customers and do it in the most affordable way, well, I have some really great news for you. All that you'll need to do is visit our website again. You'll find we have other downloads from Loomis, as well as a wealth of other marketing solutions that are going to be perfect for you. By the way, if you'd like to reach the good people at Loomis, well, that's easy too. All that you'll need to do is call 972-331-7000. That number again is 972-331-7000. On another note, if you're looking for help with sales, with recruiting, with employee management, or if you're just looking to build a more profitable, successful business, we can help you with all of those as well. To learn more about our industry-leading products and services in both English and Spanish, all that you'll need to do is visit our website at www.eliteworldwidestore.com. TheBobCooperOfElite.com. This is Bob Cooper of Elite, and I would like to say from the bottom of my heart, thanks again for your trust in us.
This entire audio program, as well as all the associated materials, are protected under both U.S. and international law. It is illegal to copy this program, in whole or in part, to electronically transmit it to a third party, or to use it for any commercial purpose outside of its intended use without the expressed written permission of Elite Worldwide. To learn more about Elite and the terms and conditions of the use of this product, please visit our website at www.eliteworldwidestore.com.